attention. Discipline will now begin.
Today is Sunday, December 18th, 2005, and you are listening to Bits of Bryn. Gigabits, from now on, will be unscripted. I'm hoping by my 14th birthday in March, my entire podcast will be without a script. It's going to be very hard, but I'm going to strive to do it. So please bear with me. There might be a few ums along the way, but hopefully I can get rid of those too. All right, let's start with Thursday's performance. I was set to sing at the Capitol Library with my voice teacher. She had a big Christmas concert planned with all of her students, and she gave each of us a song to sing. She gave me That's What I Want for Christmas. I don't know who it's by. I should probably find that out. But it was a really cute song, and everyone else's was way awesome too. I had lots of fun there, but at the beginning, I was absolutely terrified for myself because the microphones weren't working. And so the first few performers, their performances were just, they had to start over and over again. I felt so bad for them because the microphones weren't working at all. This poor girl, she's a friend of mine, she just had to stand there for like 3 minutes while my voice teacher tried to work out the kinks in the system. Oh my goodness, and with my luck and performances, I was just sure that was going to happen to me too. But luckily, she was able to fix the technical difficulties, and everyone's performances started to go smoothly halfway through. But my performance, I was a little nervous, as always, when I got up there, but luckily I was able to nail the song. I had practiced it so hard because I didn't want any more mess-ups. My past few performances have just been kind of sad, and I was determined that this one would go right, and it did. I was so excited for that. Finally, a decent performance. I messed up once, dang it, but only I noticed it because I had been practicing that one run over and over again. I didn't get it, but oh well, I'll get it next time. But I really think that I did a good job on the whole. I was warmed up 100% and feeling a little confident after the first few phrases. Oh my goodness, I need to start being confident when I get up there. I don't like being nervous at all. Yeah, I've tried so many times to get rid of it. I hope it works one time or another because being nervous is no fun. Hopefully, by the time I'm 14, that will be gone, along with my script and ums. But I will be performing that song again, for you, actually. My next podcast will be a Christmas show. No intro, no outro, no speaking parts. It'll just be one Christmas song after another. Most of it will be pod safe, so you can use it. And I'm going to be singing That's What I Want for Christmas as one of the songs. Okay. This is hard without a script. I'm sure you were wondering why I decided to put a picture of my braces up on the webpage. Well, it is because I thought you should see them before I get them off in 31 days. Yeah, January 18th will be a wonderful day. The only downside is my voice might change slightly for a while I get used to singing without the metal in my mouth. After all, I've had them on the entire time I've been taking voice lessons, so it might be a little shaky for a while, but it will go away with a bit of practice. I'm so excited, though. I'll post a picture of my new teeth next month. My demo CD is on hold until I finish my original song. I'm thinking of changing the title. I need to finish the background track, too. I should get cracking. Now for open mic. Today's segment is from, Let's see. Luke from the Prodigal cast. Okay, here it is. Are you a dog person, a cat person, or none of the above? Hey, you want it off the wall. Smiley face. Luke. Well, I would say a dog person. Not the small little poodle dogs or something. It has to be a big, cute, lovable, adorable dog. My favorites are Irish Setters and Golden Retrievers. Oh, they're just so amazing. I love them. Unfortunately, I've never had the pleasure of owning one because both of my parents put together are allergic to every animal in the whole world except for fish. And everyone knows those aren't very fun. But in all honesty, the wolf is my very favorite. For American Idol update this week, Bo Bice's album, The Real Thing, came out on December 13th this week. One of the 10 tracks is an original, though, even though he's written dozens of songs. Valley of Angels is his. He also co-wrote Lie, It's Alright. I listened to the album over at music.aol.com because they let you listen to the entire album for free before you buy it. What a great idea. The link will be on my homepage if you're interested. The album was fantastic. Amazing. I can't even believe how incredible it was. Oh my goodness, every song was packed full of such emotion. The tunes were great too, but the lyrics were unbelievable. One of the songs in particular was stunning. Hold On to Me. I started crying in the middle of that song. The lyrics were so powerful, and I could just feel it. Those are lyrics I wish I could write. I've needed to hear the words of that song for 2 years. It was so moving. It is my new favorite song. Wow. Also, I have some fantastic news. Simon Cowell has signed a contract saying that he will be on American Idol for the next 5 seasons. I'm so excited. That means there will be a season 8 for me to compete on. If I don't have an album beforehand, of course. But this is such great news. I can't get over how happy I am. I doubted they would ever go that far, but it's official now. And the current season, number 5, debuts on January 17th. You better put it on your calendar. Here comes the song of the week, the clip from my performance on Thursday, and also, if you haven't already, go over to podcastalley.com and vote for my podcast. It's the last month of the year, and I want to end it with a bang. Let's see if I can get up to the top 200 again. And also, don't forget to send me more open mic segments. I'm out. Enjoy!
See you. Thanks for tuning in to Bits of Bryn. Please tune in next week for my next podcast. Hasta la bye bye.
This podcast is part of the Tea Podcasters Network. Find more podcasts at teapodcasters.com.